I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. First to Juan Williams for our regular Friday political conversation. Juan is in Washington. Welcome back, you senior NPR correspondent, you.
Thank you, you host, you.
Let's start with emails, okay, and the question of the dual system kept at the White House. This is becoming a story. Official emails on the official system, political emails of people like presidential advisor Karl Rove, sometimes on private accounts for the Republican National Committee, and Democrats in Congress think that the private emails may have been used to hide information. The White House says that some of these private emails are missing. So what is the trouble potential in all this, Juan?
Well, it's terrific trouble, Alex. The possibility exists, acknowledged by the White House yesterday, that some of these emails, the missing ones, may relate to the firing of the eight prosecutors. And as you know, there's been now, for several weeks, a longstanding dispute over whether or not those firings were done improperly. Initially, it was said by the Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez that they were not political. It was a matter of performance, and that's why these people were let go. Subsequently, there's been testimony by his former chief of staff and others indicating that, in fact, it was all political and may lead back to the White House and to the president's top political advisor, Karl Rove. And Karl Rove is really the target here. It's his emails that everyone's after. It's his emails that the Republican National Committee said yesterday that they took measures to preserve and to prevent him. Literally, he couldn't press the delete button, they said, after a point in 05, because they wanted to make sure that they could have his emails for the historical record. I might add here, they also were at that point very sensitive to what was going on with the Scooter Libby case.
Huh. You know, we heard earlier from a computer expert at Purdue who said it is possible to actually get rid of emails, but it's pretty difficult. So if these still exist somewhere, there may be quite a fight over them. Can the White House just say, look, this is executive privilege, you can't have it?
Well, see, that's the question. And that's an interesting one because it was raised yesterday by John Conyers, who's the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. Conyers said he does not believe that executive privilege would extend to any communication that was under the umbrella of the Republican National Committee, because that's not in the White House and therefore not official White House business and not related to someone who's a senior advisor speaking privately with the president. So that's a whole question. Now, Fred Fielding is the White House counsel, Alex, and Fred Fielding says, you know what, we're looking for these emails. It's not that we're trying to stonewall, and that's, of course, the allegation that's been coming from the likes of Chuck Schumer, the senator from New York. And it's not the case that we're lying, which is the allegation coming from Senator Leahy of Vermont. and we are trying to be fair, which is the allegation coming from Senator Spector, Republican of Pennsylvania, who says that there is not here a fair and clear standard. So Fred Fielding says, yes, we are trying to be fair. We're looking for these emails, and our offer still stands. We'll let you interview these folks personally, but not under oath and with no transcripts.
Okay. Well, this will settle everything, make everyone feel better. Congress is back next week in full, Senate and House, going to meet to agree on the legislation they've already passed to pay for the Iraq war and set a date for American troops to get out of it. What do you expect?
Well, I expect that what you'll get is no hard deadline, at least initially. Some of the Democrats are saying, you know what, in the House, what's the reason we voted, the reason that the people on the left side of the political spectrum went along with Nancy Pelosi because we expect a deadline in there. So they may have to try to hold that in the House. The Senate will try to say, no, let's not put in the deadline because that gives the president a real strong reason to say this is the reason he's vetoing. Let's just go with benchmarks. In either case, though, the White House says they're going to veto it. So what you get is Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid saying, if he vetoes this, and this is a game of big bluff, big poker, Alex, if he vetoes it, then I'm going to put up a bill that calls for an immediate withdrawal and raises the stakes in the game.
Okay. One big item coming next week I think we'll all be looking for on Tuesday. The Attorney General is finally going to appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's so strange. Over the last few weeks, we haven't seen much of Alberto Gonzalez. And according to all the reports, over the last few weeks, he's been doing several hours a day of prep for this meeting up on Capitol Hill, this interview. And he hasn't been doing all that well. They have people like Ed Gillespie, the former chair of the Republican National Committee, over at Justice in private chambers trying to work with him. But boy, everything's on the table. All the marbles are for play for Gonzalez because it just doesn't look good for him at this point politically, Alex.
We'll have something to talk about next Friday, Juan.
Indeed.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Thanks again.
You're welcome, Alex.